Aber Sirusin la Yotze. You read Sirusin, then you're not Yotze. So Rashi says Sirusin means Lamafreya. Kumaisara says a mikvah the shayu. If you turn the psukim around, read it like backwards, take the end words, and then read the front words backwards, you're not Yotze. Rabbi Moina Oime Mishun Rabbi Yehuda. Af be Sirugin. Even when you read it in intervals, if you wait in between, it depends. Im Shah Kede Ligmar as Kula. If you waited in between the amount of time that it would take you to finish reading the whole Megillah, the Lachmis Chayz L'Rosh, you have to start over again. Let's say it takes you 25 minutes to read the Megillah, and you read one parak, and then you took a 25 minute break, even though you didn't talk in between, still the Lachmis Chayz L'Rosh. You have to start over again. That was Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. Omar Rav Yosef said, halacha k'Rabbi Mona, that's talking the halacha like that. Like Rabbi Mona says, Shama Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. That if you take a break, as long as it would take you to finish the whole Megillah, you have to be chayza, start over again. Oh, malaya bayil Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, what does it mean? Kedei ligmar es kula mehechid dekoy l'seifam? Does it mean, let's say you already read five prokin, and you only have the rest of the Megillah left. Does it mean how long it would take you to read the rest of the Megillah? Oy duma, maybe no. It means mehechid l'seifam. The interval has to be as long as it would take you to read the whole Megillah from the beginning until the end. Like, how long does the interval have to be to say it's possible? Omalei, he answered back, Avad, I meant to say, may Reisha L'Seifam. You have to wait the 25-minute break. If you wait 25 minutes, the amount of time that would take you to read the Megillah from the beginning until the end, then talking not Yotze, it's called Hefsik, you're not Yotze. The Imkain, he said, you know what, the reason why? Nosata Dovrecha L'Shirim. Because if you're going to tell me it depends where you're holding and just the amount of psukim or prokim you have left that time, so that's called different shir, means everybody's going to have a different shir, how long of a hefsek you have to have. And that's not right. The Rabbanim always make one shir how long the hefsek is. So there's one shir. The shir is how long it takes you to read the Megillah from the beginning until the end. As long as it takes you, if you had an interval, one interval, that long, then you're not yoytz to the Megillah, you have to start over again. Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Rabbi Yirmiya, Bar Abba. Omer Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Moina. With that apostle like Rabbi Moina, like we had before, that if you have this big interval in between, is lo yotze, you have to read the Megillah over again. Hu Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, no, ain halacha k'Rabbi Moina. We don't pass like Rabbi Moina. Because even if you have this big interval in between, still you yotze the mitzvah. You don't have to be afraid for the hefsek. The Surah Mas Nochi. This is the way they learned halacha in Surah. This was the machlokes. Rabbi Abba, Amarav, and Shmuel. The Pompadisa Mas Nuhochi. This is the way to learn the Pompadisa. That Amarav Kano, Amarav. Halacha k'Rabbi Moina. That's where Rav Kano Amarav said, Loch Rabbi Moina. That if you have this big interval in between, it's Layotza. O Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, Ain't a Loch Rabbi Moina. We don't hold like Rabbi Moina. So what's the difference? First one was Amar Rav Abba, it's Amar Rav Yirmiya, the first one was. It was Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Yirmiya. And here we're Gerus now, Amar Rav Kana. A little different Gerus, a different man, the Yirmiya. But the same shot, that Shmuel is the one that says, Ein Halach Rabbi Moina, and Rav is the one that said, Halach Rabbi Moina. Yeah. Rav Beve Masna Yivcha. Rav Beve learned the opposite way. That Rav Amma Ein Halach Rabbi Moina. Rav is the one that says, no, we do not pass like Rabbi Moina. That means even though you have a big hefsek in between, you wait your 20 minutes in between, still you do not have to read the Megillah over again. You could be yotze the Megillah. Or Shmuel Amar Shmuel is the one that says, halacha k'Rabbi Moina, yes, we pass like Rabbi Moina. That if you read the Megillah, you read five prokim, and then you took a 20-minute break, the time that it will take you to finish the whole Megillah, the halacha is you have to start over again. So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, you know what you should do? Noko to Rav Bevi biyodecha. You should keep the way Rav Bevi said. He's the equal one. The Rav said, Ein halacha, and Shmuel is the one that was choshed lechumra for the yachid to say you have to start over again. Now Rav Bevi is right. Why? The Shmuel who the chayish lechidoi. Because Shmuel we know a few times, he's always chayish for shita sayochid. He's chayish lechumra for yachid. So comes out good where Rav Bevi said that Shmuel is the one that paskin like Rabbi Moina. to say that if you do have this interval in between, you have to be choizer again. Where do we see that Shmuel paskins like a yochid, like a single person? The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah in Yevamos like this. Shemeres Yavim. A Shemeres Yavim means that the brother died, one brother died. So the locher is that all the other brothers have a mitzvah Yibum to marry his wife. So his wife, the Almana, right now she's called Yevama. So Shemeres Yavim means she's waiting for the other brother to come to do something to her. Either to make chalitza on her, or else to make Yibum on her. Now in between, Shekidish Ochid Esachoysa, that one of the brothers now married her sister. So again, there were three brothers, let's say Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And Reuven was married to Rachel, let's say. And now Reuven died. So now Shimon went ahead and did not marry Rachel, but instead married Leah. He married Rachel's sister. So what's the halacha? The halacha really right now, he can't do that. Because there's a halacha of Yibum. That means there's Zikas Yibum. That means when Reuven died, so his wife now, Rachel, has a din Zika, she has a mixas kedushin to all the other brothers. She's a little bit married to the other brothers, that's called Zika. And therefore they have the halacha either to give a chalitza, or else to be miyabim her. So since the other brothers, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, are a little bit like married now to Rachel, so when Shimon went ahead and married Leah, he wasn't allowed to do it. Like really the kedushin shouldn't be chal, because you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister. Your wife's sister is an heir to you. So what do we do in such a case now, that the brother went ahead and married her sister? What should we do? Is it said like this, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Mesei Romru, Oimrim Loi Hamtin, we tell them, wait, Shimon, don't make Kenisa, don't live with your wife now, don't live with her sister. Acheyasu Achicha Agodo Maisa, wait until your older brother first makes Chalitza, or Yibim, with Rachel, with the wife that your brother died, your brother's wife. So therefore, when he makes chalitza, he takes off the kedushin from all the other brothers. So now Shimon has nothing to do with Rachel. Therefore, now Shimon is allowed to take his wife Leah and live with her. That's the Yetzer. You have to wait until first the older brother makes chalitza, and then you can live with your wife. And Omar Shmuel said also like this, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira. We all like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira. So you see, Shmuel is chayshid, chayish for Shita Sayochid. So the Yas also, it's a svara that said that Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Moina, to say that you have to be chayzi if you have such a big interval. Let's see, Rashi says, Shemeres Yavim, mitzapa liyavama, or mit, in the case where the brother died, and his wife now is waiting for somebody to be miyavma, or mitzvah begadol liyabim, the mitzvah is for the oldest brother, like a tchila, to make the yibum. If another brother does it, it's also good. But the chachim of the older brother should do it. Ubo echad menachem, now one of the other brothers, Shimon Levi, the kiddush esachoysa sheyivama. Instead of making yibum with Rachel, they went to marry Leah, her sister. Acha shenofla yivama lefneim. After the brother already died, that there's a mitzvah yibum, the one brother went to marry the sister. So to live with her now, he's not allowed to, because he has zika from the other sister, so it's like his wife's sister. So Shmuel Zav Yehuda said, "Oymrim loy hamtin milch noisa. You Shimon, wait until you marry your wife now. Wait, at sheyasa chicha godomaisa. The Yevimtoy, wait till your big older brother will do something to the Yevama, do something to Rachel. Oy lachlech said liyabin. Either will give a chalitza, or else he be miyabna. Abu biyoda Yevama lefnei kulon." But when before anybody does anything to her, when your brother's wife is just staying there, lachloi tzaliyabim, that we have to do something, harehi lecholechot kishtoim. That's called zika. That your brother's wife right now is like to all of you, a little bit like your wife. Ayidei zikas yibum. That's the mitzvah called zikas yibum. So when your brother dies, she's zikuk, she's attached now to all the other brothers. That one of the brothers has to make either chalitza or yibamana. But until they do that, she's a little bit attached to all of them, and it's called like she's married to all of them. And therefore, the osa b'choisoi, all of them are osa to marry her sister. Mishum achois ishet, like your wife's sister. The iksava yezika, because we all know when your brother died, his wife is called attached to all the brothers. That's called yezika. Zika means right now you're attached to her. Until one of the brothers make yibam or chalitza. Ahafilu betray, even if there are two brothers alive now, the choshchein bechad, and for sure if there's only one bracha. No, pligi rabbanon lay over there, the rabbanon argue beyond what they say. Hoyelish neyachem, and since there are two brothers there, ain't the kosi mechedes lios metelas al echonen, lios kishto yimutze vechoysein. Rabbanan they say no, since there are two brothers alive, so the wife, your brother's wife that died, she, the Yevama, she's only Zaka to one of the two. So now if one of the two brothers got married to a sister, we'll say that brother's not going to make Yibum, and the Zik was on to the other brother. So Rabbanan say you're allowed to stay married to your wife. But Reb Yehuda says no. So there we see that Shmuel Paskins like Reb Yehuda, you see Shmuel Paskins like a Yochid. So here also it's a Svara to say, he also, Shmuel also Paskins like a Yochid here, he Paskins like Rabbi Meinah, that you have to be Chayzer. Even though the Lachra is not like that, even though there we Paskins like Reb Yehuda, and here not, so vice versa you have to say is, in the Derais is Machmir, here it's only with the Rabbonin, in the Rabbonin by Mikra Megillah, he's a Mekel. All right, turn over. Yes. But ton of Rabbonim, learned like this. Hishmitbo Seifer Oisiyos. If when you wrote the Megillah, the Seifer left out some words in the Megillah, your Megillah is missing some words. Oy psukin, or else the Megillah is missing all posik. The Koran HaKoyra, and the whoever read the Megillah read it. Kimeturgim HaMetargim, Yotza. Like in Matagim, Matagim Yaitza, even though Rashi means Alpeh, because if you read it Alpeh, you read from the Megillah, most of the Megillah, and then one or two psukim were missing, those two psukim you read in Alpeh, the Lachar is Yaitza. That's what it says in the Braisa. For the Marmaitzvah, I have a kash on you. It says the Lachar, Hoya bo Oisiyos Matushtoshes. If the Oisiyos were like dirty, it had dirt on it, or Mekuroyos, or else they were ripped, the Oisiyos were ripped, or Rishumim Nikr. It depends like this. Im Rishumim Nikr, even though Matatosh means a little bit dirty. But if you could tell the original Ksav is still there, Ksherim. V'yimla Tzula. But if the original Ksav, you can't tell, it doesn't look like it's there anymore. As Matatosh is like so ripped out already, so rubbed out already, you can't even tell the original Ksav is like a Tzula. So you see, if the Megillah is missing some words, it's Tzula. And before we said, even though it's missing, still it's Kasher. So Mar says like Kasher. Ha Bekula Ha When do we say it's psula if the whole Megillah is that way? If the whole Megillah is like rubbed out, so it's very hard to see what's there. If it's not Nika, the Rishuma, the original Ksav, you can't notice it there, then talk it's possible. We're talking about most of the Megillah is written good, you can see it. Just a few psukim are missing, then it's still kosher. Tana Rabbonin. Hishmitbo hakore posik echot. Let's say the Kura, not the Megillah was missing, but the one that was laying the Megillah skipped the Pasuk. Hishmit bu akara Pasuk echud. The one that was laying the Megillah skipped the Pasuk. Is lo yeim, a person shouldn't say, ekru es kula, let me finish reading the rest of the Megillah, the yachakach ekru oisei Pasuk, and then I'll go back, I'll make an X in my Megillah, which Pasuk I missed, and when I get finished here in the Megillah, I'll go back to that Pasuk and say it over again. Nothing doing. That's called karla mafreya, the Mishnah said is no good. Elo, what do you have to do? Koira Mayoise Posik Vielch. Right then and there, if you missed the Posik, right then and there you have to stop and say the Posik over again and continue onwards. The same way, Nichnas Labeta Knesset, somebody comes into Shul. Umotzot Siba Shekaro Chachetia. You came by the time he's holding my Perek Vav already. He already finished half the Megillah already. Is Lo Yom, you shouldn't say, Ekro Chetia Matziba. Let me hear the last half of the Megillah. I'll hear this first, the last half. The Yachakach Ekra Chetia. And then I'll read over again the first half for myself later. That's also no good. That's called Lamafreya. You're not Yoitza. Elo, what do you have to do? Koroisa Mitchilosav Yatsoifer. You sit down now and read the Megillah from the beginning until the end. And don't chaprain no shortcuts to hear the end first and then the beginning. That's no good. You have to hear straight from the beginning until the end. Misnam name Yotzin. Mishnah says if you're dozing off and hear the Megillah, still you Yotzin. Hechi domi misnam name. What does it mean you're dozing off? Omer Ravashi. Nim v'loy nim. You're sleeping but not sleeping. Tear v'loy tear. You're up and you're not up. You're like dozing off. They correlate if they call to you v'yoni, you'll answer them. Omer v'loy yodi la'adure svara. If they'll ask you for a svara for some reasoning, if they'll ask you a problem, you won't be able to answer the answer. You're a little dozing off. But when they remind you, though, come on, you remember the answer yesterday. If they remind you, then you get the answer. So that's what it means, you're like dozing off. If you're dozing off, it's still called you're up. And if you hear the Megillah dozing off, you're Yotzer. But it's a dangerous situation. Because when you're dozing off, all you need is 1 second to fall asleep, and you're not Yotzer. So it's not good to be dozing off, but if you're dozing off the whole time and listen to every word, you are Yotze.
If you were writing the Megillah, the Mishnah says, or else Dorsha, you were giving a drasha about the Megillah, or Magia, you were fixing up the Megillah, you Magia, you're fixing what's missing in the Megillah, in Chivan Liba Yotze, the Mishnah says, if it happens to be you're doing this on Purim during the time to hear the Megillah, and you're doing this, so if you have Kavona now, you have in mind to be Yotze, the Mitzvah's Yotze, you could be Yotze, create the Megillah by doing this. For the Mar Hechidami, how are we talking about? What is the Mishnah talking about? If you're just putting the psukim together, the cost of law, and you're just writing it, you're not saying anything, you're just writing the psukim of the Megillah, why does it help that you have kavona? It's alpeh, like you're not reading it. Either come a sadu of psukim, you just put the psukim together, the custom, you write it down, so it's called that pen, means you didn't say anything. You don't have a kriyas megillah. Elo the kosa psukim, they correlate. We're talking about, no, you write down taka posik by posik, but the correlate, you're also speaking it out, you also read the megillah. Fred Gemara, mi yotz, in such a case, are you yotz? The yomar rabbi chelba, yomar rav choma baguria. Omar rav, halocha kadivri yoy makula. The Yalach Rizal demand the Yamakula that you have to hear the whole Megillah from the beginning until the end. So here Pashtun means he's just writing a few psukim. And the few psukim he's writing, he's speaking out. So true, he's reading a few psukim. But you're not Yotze, you have to be Yotze reading the whole Megillah. Not only a few psukim. So Rashi. Halacha Gedivri Yamakula. Tzorech Likris, you have to read the whole Megillah. O pligi botanoi b'mastitz machlokes later. Meyechen koru odim as a Megillah. From where is the least amount of the Megillah that you could read and be yotze the mitzvah? Be yotze by the chavosay. Rabbi Meir Roy Mekula, you have to read the whole Megillah. Rabbi Yudu Roy Mish Yehudi. If you just start reading from Mish Yehudi, also you yotze. So for the Gemara, I, Rabbi Chelba Paskin, that you have to read the whole Megillah. So Mar Vafilu Laman Diyom, even according to Laman Diyom, Mish Yehudi, that you could be yotze the mitzvah just by reading from Mish Yehudi onwards of a Tzricha Shetek Suva Kula. But you have to have the whole Megillah written in front of you. Like you have to read it from a Kosher Megillah. And here you're only writing a few psukim, so how are you yotze the mitzvah here? So Marin says, Ela de mancha Megillah kamei. We're talking about he had a Kosher Megillah in front of him. V'kori lo mino psuka psuka. And he's reading from the Kosher Megillah psukim. V'kosav lo. And then he's writing it over on a new Megillah. So true, he's writing psukim on a new Megillah, but not that he's only writing a few or has the psukim here right now. He's reading it from a kosher Megillah. And after he reads the pasuk, then he's writing it down. So kitzur, the kri, he read the whole Megillah from a kosher Megillah, therefore everything is good. So Chuz Gemara says now, that's the pshat, leima mesailei l'rabba bar bachona. Let's bring a proof to Rabba bar bachona. The yama Rabba bar bachona, he says, Om Rabbi Yechanan, also, lichtov ois achash leminiksav. If you go to write down a Megillah or a Sefer Torah, a Sefer is not allowed to write it up him. You have to only write down the Megillah looking at another Megillah. You have to like copy it over from another Megillah in order to make sure you're not making a mistake. That's a loch, a Sefer has to copy it from another ksav. So that's what we're talking about here. Rossi telling me now that even though he's writing pasuk by pasuk, he's talking about that he has another kosher Megillah in front of him, and he's reading over, like reading the pasuk by pasuk and writing it over. So you're bringing me a proof. You have to have the Megillah in front of you. So Mara says, no, Dilma, if the Yisramoy lay Yisramoy, it's not a proof that you have to be done. Maybe that's the story here. It happened to be that this Sefer was writing it over from another Megillah. But maybe not that you have to do it. The Rashi says, Le'olam could be mutalichtoi b'loi hetik. Maybe you are allowed to write a Megillah without copying another copy in front of you. O Masdisin here, the Yisramoyele Megillah. We're talking about a case that happened to be a story that he had another Megillah in front of him. O Matik Mimeno, and he was copying it from that Megillah. The Yitzvach Lashmina, the Echad, the Matik Mino, Emchiv and Liba Yotza, that's the Chiddush. That even though he's only going to read over to write the Megillah, but if he has Kavona now while he's reading and writing the Megillah to be Yotza the Mitzvah, he can also be Yotza the Mitzvah. But not that you have to have another Aksav, another Megillah in front of you. Now, Gufa, we learned just before, Omer Rabba Babachona, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, also Lichtav Ois Achash Lermin Eksav. And now a cipher is not allowed to write down even one word of a Megillah unless they have another Megillah to copy it from. To make sure you're spelling it right, to make sure it's the right word, you have to have the other copy in front of you. Nicely, I have a kasher on this. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer, Ma'isav Rabbi Meir, once happened a story with Rabbi Meir, Sheholach Li'aber Shona. He was going once to meet the Talmidim, to meet the Chachamim, to make an extra month to the year. La'aber Shona, to make the year an Ibiyah. Abiyasi and Asiyah, so Yehoi Yeshua Megillah, they didn't have a Megillah there. And vice versa, came Purim, and they wanted to read the Megillah. Because usually the Ibiyah you make during Adar, because you have to make Adar Sheni. So usually around that time, they're being Isaac and making the Ibiyah. So they didn't have a Megillah. Because for Miliboy, he mama sat down in his lathe and wrote a whole Megillah by heart. Vikaroy, and then he used it. So you see, you are allowed to write a whole Megillah down without copying it. Amir Rabbi Avu, as Rabbi Avu says, Shani Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the Kasha and Helik Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is different. To make him bear Rabbi Meir as a special siyat of the Shmaya, the Yafapecho Yashiru Negdechem. That his eyelids will like lead him the right way. In other words, Rabbi Meir was different. Rabbi Meir Nukol Tarkulu Nishal Akim, he has like the Megillah written in front of his nose. For him to write it Dapeh, that's okay. But not for a normal person. Omar Le Romi Bachom Rabbi Yirmiya. Midifti. My viyafafecho yashiru. What does it mean, negdech? What does the pasuk mean? Or Malay elo divrei Torah. This is divrei Torah. That's mamash that would lead him. His learning Torah leads him, put him in the right path. To see the pasuk says, boy, hasoyif einecho boy v'yenenu. Like, don't lead your eyes away from it. Leave your eyes there. Let your eyes lead you in learning Torah. V'yafilu achi, even so, mi'shurim heim et eight. Mi'shurim heim. Mishurim Hain, Eitzer Rabbi Meir. Eitzer Rabbi Meir, it was pure. Meir himself, like, had everything. Rashi quote, He saw if a nech Rashi says, Boy v'nenu, Im tichpul a nech m'men, if you take your eyes away from it, harei you mishtakach m'mcho, terrifying. The apostle said, he saw if a nech boy, if you take your eyes away from Torah, v'nenu, you're not going to have it. So, of course, that's the kasha, that the kasher is that when does Torah lead you when you're learning Torah? But with man, you don't have the Torah in front of you, you're not learning, you'll forget it. So how could Rabbi Meir write the Torah? So Maria says, Afi the Megillah, Afi the Wachi, Yeshur Meim Eitzel Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Meir, it was straight. Even though he didn't have a Megillah in front of him, Rabbi Meir, his Madrega, he knew the Megillah claw, he was able to write it Bapir. Rabbi Chizdo asks Chayel the Rabbi Chananel. Rav Chizda once found Rav Chananu that because of Svorim Shloim Eksav, he was also writing Svorim down, not copying it from the other Sefer, just writing it Papir. Is Omalei Ruya Kola Torah Kulu Likosav Apich? I'm asking 100%. You could sit down now and write the whole Torah Papir. I don't doubt it. But why are you doing it though? Elakach Omru Chachomim. This is the way we learned halacha, that also lichtav oisachash lemin eksav. That it's also, you're not allowed to write down now a sefer without having another sefer in front of you. Now, midiko makol Torah kula, ruyesh tichtav apicho, since he said that we know you're such a person, that he found Rav Chananu, and he said to Rav Chananu, avadli, you're a person that knows kol Torah kula, clearly balpeh, backwards and forwards, michlav yimishor meim etzloi, Smashma, by you knew the Torah in front of you. And still, what he has a taina, Rav Chizda a taina to Rav Chananel, how come you're doing it? So the question is, what did he have wrong? Why did he ask the question of Chananel for Rabbi Meir? I, Rabbi Meir, the Meister before, Rabbi Meir also wrote the Megillah Balpeh. So you see, if you're such a person, that's Mamashmi Yushorim, it's black and white in front of you, the memory is so great, you are allowed to write it. Tzmura says no. Shasat Chak Shani, don't bring it right from Rav Meir. Rav Meir, there the case was there was no Megillah. There was no Megillah around there. So Shasat Chak, he was stuck. He didn't have a way out. So when you have no way out, then you're allowed to write the Megillah via that Madrega. Mashenkin Chananel was writing Svarim. He could have had other Svarim around. So that's from Chizda Tainatim. It's not right to write the Svarim Balpeh, even though you know it so clearly. Since you could find other Svarim, you're supposed to copy it and not write it from your own memory. Just Rav Meir was Shasat Chak Shani. Abaye Shori Lidevei Barchovoy, Lemichta Tfilon Mezuzah Shlomo Nekzav. Abaye was Mato, the people of Vechovoy, they were Seferim, to write Tfilon Mezuzah Shlomo Nekzav. Tfilin and mezuzahs are different. These you're allowed to write even though you don't have another ksav in front of you. You can write about there. Is command, who does Abaye go like? Kiho Tana, like this Tana. The Tanya we learned. Rabbi Meir Oimem Mishum Rabbeinu. Tfilin and mezuzahs nechtovo shlomo nechtav. Tfilin and mezuzahs your sofer is allowed to write even though he's not copying it. He can write about there. V'yein tzricha shirtut. Another loch is you don't have to have shirtut. You don't have to scratch out lines on the parchment before you start to write it. The Yilchasa, the Alachar is known, Tfilin ain't Tzricha Shirtet. Tfilin Taka does not need Shirtet. But Mezuzah Tzricha Shirtet. But Mezuzah does need Shirtet. You have to first scratch out on the parchment lines before you start writing it. So Rashi says, Yilchasa means, Kach Alach L'moshim Sinai. This is the Alach L'moshim Sinai. That Tfilin does not need Shirtet, and Mezuzah does need Shirtet. And Idi V'idi Nechtov Eshlom Nechtav. Both of them, Tefillin and Mezuzos, you're allowed to write down a sefer could write it, even though he's not copying it over from another ksav. My time, why? Migras Kareisin. Because these things everybody knows clearly. Since Parshas Kriyashma everybody says, and the Parshas of Tefillin also everybody says, everybody knows it, so Parshas like that, that's Shogav Apiv, everybody knows it, then you're allowed to write it down, even Ba'peh. That's what you have to copy over from, is things that you don't know it 100% clearly. Then we're afraid maybe you make a mistake. But something that Shkur, the Piyakul, everybody knows it, they were not afraid you make a mistake. But then the Mishnah says, Hoy Suksuva Bissam. If the Megillah is written Bissam, a type of paint, Yiz Lo Yotzi, not Yotzi. Versus Sam, Soma, type of a paint. Sikra, what does Sikra mean? The Mishnah says also it's no good. Om Rabba Barbachona, Sikra To, Shmo. That's the name, another type of a paint. Type of it. Rashi says, Sikritor Tzvayedim, a red dye. Shetzoivim by Tzrisin. They paint their windows with it. Their shades with it. The type of a red dye. Kumus, what does kumus mean? Kuma, type of a gum. Kankan.